Yo.
Oh, you came flying in the door, huh?
I did. I'm out of breath right now to get here fast.
All right. I won't charge you for that extra minute you kept me waiting.
I apologize for that.
That's all right. It's not a big deal. I'm not as sticky about time as you. As long as it's in the same hour, that should be good. But no, I wanted to start it before you wanted to start it because I keep to a pretty rigid bedtime, I hate to say it, at my age. But, yeah, so I really should cut this at around 9 o'clock because it takes me about 20 minutes to unwind after a rousing conversation with Marcus Allen.
That's true, and I completely understand. I'm old myself, so.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much old. It's trying to stay healthy because I think sleep is one of the top things you can do to maintain.
Sure, but you get up, like, super early. I mean, I get up at 6:15. What time do you get up?
Well, lately I've been getting up at 4 because we're in peak season in my logistics business. So the other advantage, of course, I have to drive across town. And if I leave too late, in normal circumstances, I hit the traffic. Mm-hmm. And it can make a huge difference. But right now, Toronto's under lockdown or gray. I think we're in the color gray. So technically, there's fewer people on the road. But I think all the truck all the logistics people are driving to work at this time. So it's actually still sort of busy, but I hear later it's not as busy.
Around here it's not busy at all. It's like a Sunday every day.
Yeah, so I'll try and let you do a little more talking because apparently, according to your last call from your letter writer, I cut you off all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I disagree with that. I don't think you cut me off all the time at all.
I kind of agree with it. I kind of do.
All the time?
Not every time.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you fight back.
I just like having a conversation, and I don't mind silence. So if there's silence, I don't get...
It's not the silence I care about. It's just that I want to get the thought out before I forget it.
I see.
Yeah, because we go so many directions so fast. If I don't say it, then we'll move on to something else and it won't be relevant or I'll forget it.
I understand.
I'll try.
How are you doing? What's going on with you?
Good. I'm good.
Tell me about your daughter. Tell me about how you're feeling.
I'm feeling fine. I wanted to correct a couple inaccuracies in your previous And your last call? Is that your...
Sure.
Is that... What last call number was that?
Well, okay, let me... Well, before you get into your correcting me. I mean, I keep thinking in the wrong way. I'm still out of breath.
Yeah, that's all right. Take a deep breath.
You would think after what's going on each time I quit, you'd think that each time things get progressively worse that people would be like, you know, maybe I should listen to him and maybe I should like... do something about it. In each decade that I do this or 5 years that I do it, nothing changes. So it's like, why? I'm just an idiot. Why would I keep doing something that no one's going to do anything with? So that's why I've done it four or five times. Actually, I think I've done it three times. It's been my last call. It's not my last call for my members. It's my last free call.
Yeah. All right. But free draws in members. You're in an echo. No? Okay.
No.
People pile into the pay service without even knowing you really. They just take a chance.
No, let me give you an example. Today, the place where I get my meat, the woman put out – it's an English woman who puts out marketing emails for the Amish farmer. Mm-hmm. And she wrote something like, you know, the farmer needs to get an $8,000 – instant hot water heater so he can clean the milk. He's doing it in shifts right now and it's cumbersome, et cetera. We need $8,000. We'll give you 5% discount if you give us $1,000 ahead of time. We'll give you 5% as a store credit. The punchline is I just got an email not even hours later, $8,000 came in, more than $8,000 came in. Mm-hmm. And as you saw with the Toronto, the barbecue guy.
Yeah.
$300,000 came in. So people who have money, that's the punchline here. People who have money, they don't need free.
That's
true.
They
appreciate stuff because they have the money.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that. And And the people that don't have the money, I guess, has always been the idea. They can benefit from the people that pay it forward or pay for the technology first, because inevitably the price will maybe come down. I'm talking about just in general products.
Sure. Whoever, technology.
Yeah, whoever buys the technology first, they get it first. They pay the highest price. And then the mm-hmm. next year it might be half price.
But in the truth scene, it is one of the worst scenes I've ever in any business, and it's a business I'm in. Mm. I charge for it. It's the worst scene of scarcity I've ever seen in my life, pun intended. It's amazing how scarce-minded the truth scene is. They want freedom, but they want it for free, and it's not free.
Anyway, getting back to my daughter, thanks for asking. Yes. I appreciate that. Yeah. She is a type 1 diabetic. It hasn't been confirmed yet. However, I don't know what the confirmation necessarily, if it ever changes based on an initial diagnosis, because the incoming diagnosis is pretty obvious for the most part.
And by the way, I know where you're going with this. My wife shouted at me for this. Type 1 is not adult onset. It's type 2.
Yeah. And actually there's a clinic that takes over from the hospital. It's a charity / business, non-profit, whatever. They get half their money from our government and the other half they raise. And they said to my daughter, I didn't go, they said to her that they wish type 2 diabetes was not called diabetes because they're completely different. It actually confuses the heck out of people. So they wish type 1 was diabetes and type 2 was called something else. And I think mm-hmm. I don't want to get too medical, but from what I understand, type 2 is generally mature or adult onset. It's caused by diabetes. It's caused by maybe bad diet. And your pancreas does work, but your cells are insulin resistant. So the insulin doesn't work. You do have it, though. And a lot of people think glyphosate could be one of the things that blocks the insulin from working. Now, type 1, your pancreas has basically been murdered by your own system. I don't want to necessarily call it the immune system because I have some doubts about the whole idea of immunity. But mm-hmm. something killed it. I believe it's toxins that we take, and we don't know which toxins they are because the chemical industry gave birth to the medical industry to protect it. So, from what my research says. So I'm sure it's something chemical that kills or causes your body to somehow make the pancreas not produce insulin. Anyway, so therefore, that's what she has, and she's managing it quite well. And it's like an airplane when you have high sugar for however long she's had it. You can't just crash it down into the normal zone. And they're landing the insulin or the sugar plane slowly. So this is week 2 since she almost died. And she's getting
wait
down.
Wait a second. Well, she almost died?
Yeah. That's how most people, like normally if she went to the doctor every year, I heard she skipped last year. My wife has reservations about doctors. And technically, if you do get your blood tested every year, then things like sugar should be measured, and your mm-hmm. doctor would say, hey, your sugar's really high, why don't we check this out? Now, it's been 2 years, like I said, since she went. So what happens is most people, or I believe 27% of all diabetics, type 1 diabetics, find out they're a type 1 diabetic by having a hyperglycemic episode where your sugar's so high that it causes you ultimately just to vomit and pass out. Now, she's been having symptoms for months, but we didn't necessarily attribute it to diabetes. As a matter of fact, I didn't know. They, my daughter and wife, were already suspicious that it could be for whatever knowledge they had. They never told me, though. Mm. So, yeah, she was at the point where I was looking at her and said, you know, I know you're stressed in school and all that, but do you want to go to the hospital? I just asked her. She said, I said, it's your decision. If you want to go, we can go. Because can't go to the doctor in the evening. And she made the decision she wanted to go. So as I was packing her up, I thought, I don't know if you're going to make it to the car the way you're looking. So I just called an ambulance and they took her away. So that was how it works. But
does your free medical pay for the ambulance?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It pays for everything here. And
except dentist.
Except dentist. Dentist is not included, I don't think, in many healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. Even though I think it's super important. I know you don't. But anyway, mm-hmm. she's on the road to recovery. Thanks for asking. I mm-hmm. see any way out of it. There's no diet. There's no nothing. And she's not, certainly not obese. She was actually, we just found out she was in double digits in her weight, which is not good.
So, you mean she's too thin?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As in gaunt.
Mm.
Think of Kate Moss, that guy. Yeah, so that's where I was really getting worried over the last month. But again, I attribute stress. Now, because she could have had it for the last year, but just her body could have been so, I hate to use the word resilient, but it could have been just sort of overcompensating here and there. Now, in the last month, I noticed her heart rate was high. I never measured it, but now when they took her away, it was at 200.
What was that 200?
200, her heart rate.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
So her heart was busy trying to compensate, get rid of the sugar. It could not deal with all the sugar that was in her literally sticky, syrupy, sweet blood. The blood apparently really thickens up, and I guess the heart has to work harder to help circulate it, that kind of thing. So once one thing goes way out, the body just compensates all over the place trying to fix things. So.
And she's on an insulin pump right now?
Well, not the pump. That's the future technology. But right now she just uses a needle.
Mm-hmm. So it's a manual thing.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And so is bloodletting to test it every meal, that kind of thing. So it's a life sentence, which really sucks because she doesn't serve it. And thanks for all the well wishes, by the way, that came through. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And yeah, she's a real person, and she's a real woman, rather. I don't want to use the word person. That's legal. And she's doing the best she can. And I still think it was incited by the whole pressure and stress. I think that it just sort of maybe manifested a little more, because who knows how long she's had it. But I didn't realize you could be up to 25 and then be diagnosed with type 1. So I thought it was always young children that you just knew it was, you were born that way. Or
a birdie in my ear is telling me it's age 44, actually.
No, that was my dad.
Your dad was 44?
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Well, I guess if you're not in that world, you don't know. But now we're in that world, and it's got to be a billion-dollar business, the diabetes business.
It's huge. It's more than $1 billion.
Trillion, yeah. It's yeah. Worldwide. It's incredible. The expense, the needles, the lancets, the insulin. I think the insulin might be the cheapest part. I think it's made from cows.
Is she on a glucose monitoring system?
Yeah. She actually has something. Talk about transhumanism, and maybe this is the good part of transhumanism. She has a monitor. It's a disc. You just stick it in your thick part, like your arm, and mm-hmm. it measures the blood glucose in the interstitial fluid between cells in your arm. It doesn't go into a vein, and it's pretty close to what the reading is for your blood. And you can hold your smartphone up to it, and it'll pull the number right out and upload it to the cloud, and then your doctor can just monitor that. So it's crazy. The technology was really pretty good for that. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. But it's still a pain, I think.
Yes, it is. It'll always be something to worry about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But if you manage it, you can live a normal life. But I think the people that get into trouble don't manage it properly, like anything else. If you drink or you don't sleep properly or eat properly, that's when things can go wrong.
Or you live by yourself.
Yeah, her dad.
I'm only saying this because my dad is juvenile diabetic and he's a widow. So
yeah,
we just had a scary episode 2 weeks ago and it was up to 500.
It can go that high?
Yeah, and it was only that, and I just happened to be there because I had a this car. Oh yeah, it was 500.
So that means he
probably... Can we stop the shenanigans and just put your microphone on?
That probably means he wasn't taking insulin for days.
No, it was clogged.
Oh, then
apparently
the needle?
He's been one of the first customers to have a pump, and he got it in the 1980s when it was like as big as a boombox.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He has all of his... Yeah, he got it when he was 44, and that's basically when they came out with the insulin pump, and then I guess he's maybe had like 8 through the years. But anyway, the glucose monitoring system has been a godsend because my mom always was on top, and he was an excellent... He's a very good diabetic, mm-hmm. and always on top of it and only eating what he's supposed to eat and wonderful. So the glucose monitoring system was amazing. It was a godsend because mm-hmm. with her not being there anymore to wake him up or to, you know, when he went too low or too high, mm-hmm. this thing beats constantly and wakes him up. And it's a blessing.
That reminds me. So the pump jammed, and that, does that mean? But how did it get so high so fast? How did he miss that?
So I guess from the morning when he ate, mm-hmm. it never registered, and I guess whatever he had, and he never had his insulin. And then when I got there, I woke him up, and then we immediately thought it was low, so he chugged more orange juice. And then I guess that shot it even higher than what it was originally.
I think 500 might be a different measurement. I think 500 translates to 50.
Oh, for you guys.
Well, yeah, we probably use the metric system. You don't. So I think 500 is 50 because I've seen the scales off by a factor of 10.
Okay.
And actually her reader will just show high. And I thought, what is high? Because it goes all the way up to 20-something, and then she got panicky at the beginning because it said high. And I said, well, I wonder what high is, because we don't have – everything said high, the blood one and the one that was in the arm. So I went up to – I went online to see what number high was when it came to blood glucose. And Marcus, can you guess what the number is?
It's 33 because I already heard you talk about it.
Can you believe that? Who makes up these scales? I guess we know.
Yeah, but in English, I don't think it's – for my dad, 75 is like the bottom number it should be, and like 125 is, you know, the range.
Yeah, it's off by a factor of 10.
So we have nothing
– it's millimoles per deciliter, and that's different when it comes to –
I'm just saying with 33, there's nothing 33-ish for us.
Yeah, it's probably 115.
Well, your blood should be between 4 and 7 from what I understand. That's our whatever system that is. So between 4 and 7. And once it hits 33, it reads high. So
okay.
So yeah, so I'm not, I don't, it's so annoying to have two systems because you're always converting in your head. But anyway, from what I get, it should be between 4 and 7, and 33 was it was 33.3. I couldn't believe it. It just never ends with the numerology.
And which tells me that this whole thing is bullshit.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Tell me why. Tell your wife why.
that it just magically, that is what high is, at the 33.3? Are you kidding me?
Well, they just set the scale. Same with why does water melt at 33?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
They made the scale. That's it.
They made it up.
No, but they... Okay, a scale
still
is a scale.
Still going to melt. They just...
Wait a minute. They made the temperature numbers. They made it up. It's made up.
Oh, I agree. In metric, freezing is zero, which is actually a lot more logical.
Right.
But...
So everything's just made up. Anyway.
Well, it's just a system of measurement. It's all, everything's relative. So you could pick whatever number you want. They just chose 33. It doesn't really matter what the number is, except that they're telling you that they made it up and 33 is so magic to them in every single way. That's mm-hmm. all. That's all it means to me. It doesn't mean anything. Numbers mean nothing. Math means nothing. It's just a system of measurement.
thank you.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you for the update, Trish. That was great. So that probably means his, in my numbers, his blood was 50, which, yeah, that would be very high. Because 500 just, oh, it was off the charts. But I'll say 50.
Yeah, that's true. That's really off the charts. But no, yeah. You're out of it when it's that high. And
it's like
you're
being,
really out of it when
is
it's
it like
that
being,
50 for us.
Is that like being drunk then? Because
it's worse than drunk. He was trying to, he couldn't recall anything from the day. He mm-hmm. couldn't pull anything. So I've witnessed both ends. It's scarier when it's on the lower end because
yeah.
then they're more drunk and more out of it. And then when I saw him at the super high end, then he's 80, but he acted like a senile old man.
Oh, God.
Like he couldn't, you know how you're trying to remember something and you can't, like you're just really trying to figure things out and you can't. And you're agitated on both ends. But it's, in my opinion, when you're low is more super scary.
I think it
but
is,
high
too.
High was scaring me, too, just because I'm like, oh, my gosh, he is 80. He's, like, it just sort of reminded me of his future and you know, where we're heading anyway, whether it's a sugar high or not. So.
And how did he get down? Because I think we have to buy an EpiPen-like device if that happens.
Oh, yeah. We had one. We've never used one. I mean, we've always had one there available to jam, but we've never used it.
Mm-hmm.
We've always kept icing nearby, like liquid icing where you sign someone's name, like on the cake.
Yeah.
We kept that by. We always keep orange juice. My dad walks around with, you know, candies always in his pocket.
Yeah, but that's when you're low. But what happened when he's high? How do you have to get it down?
Oh, when he was high, we had to keep – he had – he kept giving himself needles. And then we kept checking it. And then, of course, he only wanted to sleep. So we let him sleep for a little bit of time. And then I woke him up and then we took his sugar again. And it took till the next morning for it to finally go back to where it should be.
Yeah.
So my sister ended up spending the night because it was just too unstable.
Yeah.
And scary. So that's the only thing. Just keep an eye on those pieces because that's very scary. And just know that anytime, I guess in a girl, when you have a sugar high or low, it's like when they're PMSing, they're definitely grouchier and bitchier and just not right. Like, so that should always be a warning sign that it's something's going on.
Yeah, you girls are so complex. It's funny that the pump jam, because I'll just give a boring truck story. I put an auto greaser system on my truck, which means that you didn't have to grease all the fittings. The pump would pump it in all continuously. And of course, I never thought what happens when the pump jams. And apparently my pump, a bunch of fittings jammed. So the fittings went dry and then damage occurs. And I thought, oh, geez, if there's a situation where a pump actually is an extra piece of equipment, it has to be maintained. And if it breaks, it causes a bigger problem. Whereas if you just manually do it, just like you should, because it makes you check manually, because humans are usually better than machines in a lot of ways, then you'd notice it, because you'd see it was dry, because you're just manually doing it. So, yeah, pumps, I guess automation is great as long as it works.
Yeah, the pump has been amazing. So, I mean, hopefully she'll head that way eventually, and that'll make her life easier.
I think so, although the testing is with the blood and the lancet is more of a pain than giving the needle, because the needle's so small, she says she can't feel it. It's 4 millimeters. Oh. It's literally like a mosquito bite, I think.
Yeah. No, my dad's fingers have so many prickles in it. It's crazy from the lancet. But like I said, with the glucose monitoring system, he does it half the time he's ever,
to
do it.
Yeah. And you just get an idea of what it should be based on what you're eating and what you're administering and whatnot. So you probably could get away with just knowing your own, what you're doing without monitoring as closely.
So if Megan has a GSM on, why don't you monitor the foods that she eats and see which is affecting her and what is not?
Well, I can't see the food she's eating. She'd have to, she doesn't punch that in anywhere. It's just her blood. And actually,
you know what I'm saying is that doesn't it give an instant reading what the value is?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So when she eats a carrot, you should literally minutes after eating the carrot see how it affects her.
It doesn't. Glucose. It takes like a while.
No, it doesn't.
It's like 30 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the speed is, but we're going to do that. I just connected my phone to her phone, and it will send me a notification when she takes a reading. So, but yeah, I told her just to try and figure out what's going on as best she can by eating a chocolate and seeing what happens. And you have to budget. You take the insulin before you eat. So you have to predict what you're going to eat. And you have to eat.
And that's the nice thing about the computer. It helps you. If you have the, like, you don't have to do as much thinking. I feel like you just punches a certain amount and then.
That's
and
true.
And then it'll adjust it.
The adjustments, though, the diabetes center are telling her what to do. So they'll look at her numbers and say, okay, we're going to change the factor by this amount today for the week, and then we'll just watch, see what happens. It's very – everyone's different, and it's – I guess you just have to have experience to know how to dose. Dose.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that, and I'm glad it all worked out.
So far, so good. Thanks for your best wishes. Appreciate it.
Sure, of course. All right, take care.
Take care. There goes Trish. Hold I guess on, we can end the call now.
You don't have much time left.
I know. I just wanted a quick update, say hi, see what's going on. You said your neighbors are starving. See, we don't have that problem here because we're just printing money like crazy here. Mm-hmm. But down there, you're saying it's...
haven't had any government funds since May.
Yeah, that's when people are going to start eating their neighbors, like Alex Jones said. Maybe.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's surprisingly calm. It's calm, but you can definitely see the stress and the worry in people's faces, and especially with those who are wearing masks. I mean, because I don't wear a mask when I go to the gym, anywhere I go, people are just completely, you know, I'm the person who's causing us for the continued lockdowns. It's people like me.
Yeah.
That's what they're hearing on the TV, which is brilliant propaganda.
Oh, yeah. I know. But you still persist, huh? You fight, you still go without the mask.
Well, I mean, I just go to places where they allow me not to wear a mask. I ask if you honor this is what I was talking about with the Todd thing. It's like, you know, Costco won't let you in. Find somewhere else that will. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to a gym where I don't have to wear a mask. That's the deal. I ask, do I have to wear a mask? Well, here's a mask. No. Do I have to wear a mask? Well, it's recommended. Then I don't have to wear a mask is what you're saying. Great. It's as simple as that.
And do you get any pressure from the other patrons at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as I told you a couple of calls ago, I've had someone who got into my grill and wanted to kill me.
Okay. What about recently? Is it getting worse?
Well, everyone's in a mask now. I mean, back then, there were a bunch of people who were not in a mask. So he was taking his frustrations out on me. But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not gonna let other people – I don't care how big the crowd is, it's not going to affect me. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it'll affect tons of other people, and that's why they're getting away with it, but it's not going to affect me. So, yeah, I mean, I see the daggers. I go into my grocery store without a mask, and I'd say more than half the people just absolutely give me that death stare through the mask. They cannot believe I'm walking through there. It's like I'm an alien. They cannot believe I'm walking with all of this danger. They cannot fathom that I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't let other people dictate how I live my life.
Well, Amazing Polly, she says you're doing the right thing on BitChute.
Yeah. But again, it's like, let's back up. You said that you had a couple things that you wanted to correct with the last call I did. Did I cover everything? Did you cover everything?
I think pretty much, yeah. It was all diabetes related. And yeah, I'm sure your wife probably corrected you anyway, which she did.
Just on the type 1. Just the type 1 is not adult. It's type 2 that's adult onset.
Yeah, that's a minor topic. That's pretty darn minor. But yeah, and the follow-up that I don't believe – you can do anything natural to repair type one.
So let me put a challenge out to you. If you're up for it, if you're not, that's cool too.
Yeah.
If I bet if you gradually over 7 weeks, mm-hmm. no sooner, got Megan's carb intake to under 55 grams per day mm-hmm. over 7 weeks, she could throw out her pump or her needles or whatever. She would be completely diabetic free.
Yeah.
I would bet you any amount of money.
Yeah, well, the problem is carbs are what regulates the sugar. So, yeah, carbs are the only thing that can moderate the sugar level. Now, things like meat and dairy are free in the diabetic world. In other words, they don't have any sugar. So you can eat as much as you want.
That's not true at all.
Well, that's what we were told by a diabetic center. So they're free to a diabetic. Yeah.
No, I'm saying there is sugar in meat and there is sugar in milk.
Well, okay, maybe milk. Sorry, I should have said. Well, I'm pretty sure that meat is free. And what else is free? There's a few things that they call free that you don't have to. What is it? It's meat and what? Cheese is free, but not milk. No, milk has lactose, which is sugar.
Right, and sugar, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, there's some free things, and you have to eat carbs to have a level of sugar, as far as I know.
If I was a billionaire, I'd bet you $1 billion that if over 7 weeks, she has to be gradual.
There is no way she's going to take that experiment. It's not me anyway. If it was me, maybe, but no, she there's no way.
I would literally give her $1 billion.
They would go crazy if she tried it.
Well, let me tell you this. What my wife didn't tell you is her life and everyone's life around a diabetic is sheer hell.
Mm-hmm. Because, why? From worry?
Yeah. And they literally can die. They literally – it's the scariest fucking shit you ever saw when someone has a sugar low or more sugar low than a sugar high.
Yeah.
It's absolute insanity. And did anyone have diabetes 100 years ago?
I know. I wasn't here. I think there people had a lot of things that they didn't know they had maybe because they just didn't have a clue what it could be. And we're talking mm-hmm. about infection, well, bacteria in the wrong place in your body, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't know the history.
You know, I certainly am in the truth scene. I'm in the health scene. I'm in a lot of different scenes. I'm in the Bitcoin scene. Uh-huh. In the health scene, everyone will tell you that if you get your carbs under 55 grams per day, uh-huh. you will never have diabetes, period, end of story. The problem is if you go off of carbs too quickly, you're going to get something which is commonly known as the keto flu, and you're going to get sick. And they're going to be like, oh, I'm getting sick now, and that's why people quit. That's why you have to kind of bell curve it. You have to slowly, like the first month.
Well, that's why she's – yeah, and her insulin is being upped gradually. That's what's happening right now, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So they are increasing it slowly so they don't crash her into the normal zone.
Right. It's the same concept.
Yeah,
right.
It's the same concept. Yeah, my wife said it was called the wasting disease in the 1700s because you would literally waste away. You'd be super thirsty because mm-hmm. your body's trying to dilute the sugar and it can't, doesn't work. And you would just lose all the weight and it would just fall off.
But I call bullshit on that because most plant and vegetables, which is a culinary term for plants.
Mm-hmm.
Like broccoli came to the United States in 1913.
Okay.
So 100 years ago, there wasn't even broccoli.
What does that mean though for diabetics? What are you saying?
Like, most carbs weren't around 100 years ago, from what I understand. We've been on however old humans are, they've been on a pure meat animal based diet forever. Carbs is a relatively new thing.
And also, I'd have to look at the list of carbs.
Definitely. Right. Well, I can tell you this: you will not believe what vegetables do have carbs and don't. Mm-hmm. There are very, very few vegetables that do not have carbs.
Well, beans and lentils are carbs. Fruits are carbs.
Uh-huh.
So don't tell me there wasn't beans and lentils and fruits. They were carbs.
Oh, I think there were fruits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talking... All the root vegetables are carbs.
All right.
I didn't know that. Today we had beets, and that was the only thing she had to measure, how many beets. We had fish, no carbs. Doesn't count.
Well, that's animal-based. That's an animal-based product.
Yeah, and green beans. They don't count. Mm. Beets are a root vegetable. They grow under the dirt. They're a carb. Carrots, mm-hmm. carb. Potatoes, mm-hmm. huge carb. Mm-hmm. They'll send you right off the charts if you eat too many, any kind of potatoes.
And they're a nightshade family, which is poisonous.
Well, okay. A potato?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. So that's enough diabetic talk for one night, don't you
so
think?
So in my limited time with you, I'm looking at the clock. I have a correction to make with you.
Okay.
So with the whole Uncle Todd odd thing, it's amazing how I get under his skin. And as you always say, the opposite of hate is indifference. So I have no problem with that.
Yes.
I'm glad that I get under his skin because he's talking about me. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But I did get thrown under the bus, which is you had asked on your blog, oh my God, I looked at how Todd did this magic trick a couple times. I can't figure it out.
Yes, that's true.
And if you remember, I sent you a personal, not a public.
I know.
But a personal for your eyes only.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's like I'm not looking to stir the pot and ruin his magic trick.
I know.
And by the way, I am a past magician and a past mixologist, as in I went to bartending school.
All right.
And I quit both because, number one, I quit on the last day of bartending school when I graduated because I saw how many drunk people were going home. I had no idea. I literally had no idea that many drunk people went home.
On the road,
drove on the road.
Yeah.
I got my diploma and I literally ripped it up and never bartended ever.
You're so moral.
With magic, I was a very good magician, probably as good as Todd. Todd looks like a very good magician.
Okay.
I know all the tricks in the book.
Really?
And, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, how do you think I was able to – by the way, it wasn't an hour later. It was like minutes after you posted I sent it to you. That's the oldest trick in the book. And I realized that magic is deception.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to get the girl. That's the reason I got into magic. I wanted to get the girl.
Okay.
And that's why I stopped doing it. I don't do magic anymore.
You got married. You did a trick on Trish. You got married and gave it up.
I got Trish into my waterbed at college. I had a waterbed in college. And we spoke for 5 hours on my waterbed. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do any tricks. All I did was talk like we do right now.
That's funny.
So I want to just clear the record that it was absolutely not my intention to make him look foolish.
All right. That's my fault. I crossed private into public. It's easy for me to make. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mix private and public. It happens a lot because you know that the number of inputs here, Telegram, email, it's hard to keep track of what's what. And quite honestly, maybe I was trying to provoke Todd a little bit because I know you get under his skin and it's good radio. And I didn't think he'd go on for 20 minutes. So there's obviously a passion there.
Well, listen, there's plenty of things to get ruffled up about. And by the way, my wife always says, you guys should really stop with the whatever you guys are doing. You're both on the same team. And
yes.
We're not on the same team. I got to be very clear about that.
Oh.
Sure, we are both looking into what other people are doing and this and mm-hmm. that. But I am not on the same team as – I disagree with how Todd's handling this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm respectfully disagree with it, and you know that. I think trying to fight their system within their system is absolutely ludicrous. And I think you agree because I've heard you kind of make
well,
fun of
yeah, them. It's their rules, and they'll just change the rules if it doesn't work out for them. They've said that.
It's whack-a-mole. Yeah. In fact, that's my question here, because since Todd probably won't talk to me anymore, what is Todd looking to accomplish with doing the NOL with this strategy? I don't even understand it.
Well, he's fighting for his right to go into stores, go into Costco, go into stores. And
no, so what I mean with this whole, it sounds like a big gotcha thing. So they're looking to gotcha. What is he looking to accomplish with the gotcha? Is he looking to go back to Costco?
Well, I guess he's just trying to prove a point and saying, and it is obvious that they're violating a federal law. I think that's been said.
No doubt.
It's obvious. So they're just trying to point out, maybe he's trying to point out these corporations are trying to rewrite or just ignore the laws. And I think that is also what's happening, is governments all around the world are ignoring whatever laws are laid out for each country with this.
Their own laws.
Yeah, their own laws, and that, and the corporations are collaborating. That's why they're leaving them alone, because they're willing collaborators. And the prize is they'll get all the business. They know that small business can't afford or doesn't want to collaborate.
So my question is, again, what's the end game here? Is he's just trying to prove a point? That's it?
I think so, for the greater good.
How is it the greater good? How is anyone going to benefit from the fact that we know that they break their own laws? I don't understand that.
I think maybe not enough people know that these people are breaking all the laws.
Okay, so let's say 100% of the people wake up and they know. How is that going to help us now? That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd have to ask him. I think he just thinks it's a fight worth fighting. And See, the only problem I think that he and everyone else has is the majority of people are on the side of what's happening because they really think they will die. The majority of people think...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
They agree with all the measures.
I see.
The majority, and the majority, I'm just saying 50 plus 1%. I don't know if it's 80 or 90, but it's definitely more than 50. There's no doubt in my mind. You can just look at the masks and see that rate is 90, 95% compliance everywhere that we can look. And they want the politicians to slam down even harder. They don't see that, they just don't see any harm in just shutting everything down. They're confused by why Costco is open and every small business is closed. They're confused about that, but they don't see any nefarious thing happening. They really don't. No one I've talked to thinks it's a bad thing.
But in the grand scheme of things, again, I always take let's take the best case scenario. Let's take the best case scenario and say 100% of people are like us, and see what is going on. What is fighting their system going to do for us? All they're going to do is change and whack-a-mole in a different direction. What is that going to do?
Well, the opposite is doing nothing, and I think Todd says this.
No, you know what I'm doing.
I know, but you're starting. So you're doing something really big, and it's not going to happen overnight. And this is something he thinks he can do immediately, which he's done, and he's already got a couple NOL responses. But this is something slightly different again. But this is what thinks he can do.
What I'm doing is really big. 5 years from now. Okay. Mm-hmm. 5 years from now, I'm going to be living in freedom, and everyone's going to be bitching how horrible the system is. Still, they didn't do anything. That's why I say I'm not on the same team at all.
Well, you're not on the bad guys team. You're on the fighting or working out another system, another way to manipulate around the system. So you're
sure in that case.
Yeah, in that way you are.
The enemy is the same, but I'm on a different team.
Yeah, you have a different solution.
Right.
And yours might be better in the long run, but I still think you're both looking for an immediate solution. You're looking for relief. He's trying to use the system. You're going around this. Well, you're going to use the system too. You're looking for loopholes to exist within or alongside their system. But you're
right,
still
but
here.
That's my short term. That's my short term goal. I need to – it's kind of like – I've been telling my family this for over 9 months now. I'm like, listen, it's going to be a horrible existence for the next 9, 15, 24 months, and then it's going to get better.
Where? In the system or in Exclave?
at Xclave, it's going to be, we're going to be in their system until Xclave is hitting scale and can and operate on its own.
Uh-huh.
But building Xclave is going to be a bitch because you're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able – the supply chains are going to be down. You're not going to be able to get stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to legally – that's what I'm just like so frustrated. It's like you're trying to use their legal system. I'm just baffled.
Well, everyone has to use the system because we're all in the damn system. The barbecue guy is in the system. He's in.
Do you know about the slab? You know about Slab City?
No.
Oh, you should look into that. Just Google Slab City.
Yeah.
There's been multiple documentaries. Mr. Beast went to Slab City, was there for 24 hours. Real quick, just to give a synopsis, it's in the desert of California. It's a military base. They shut the military base down. They got rid of all the buildings, but they left the concrete slabs, the foundations. 1,500 people have taken over Slab City. It's their own little city. It's allegedly the only no-law city in the world, which is not true. And it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
If you go to IC.org, I think. IC.org. Yeah, Foundation for Intentional Communities. These are like if you want to work on farms and escape the system, you can do that. IC.org. So there are many. I mean, you know, you love Jeff Berwick. He has that thing in Nicaragua, that partnership with Nicaragua,
yeah,
where you can live in a community there and be free of all this stuff. There are many of these things popping up. You don't have to be in their system.
In May, Imperial County had 55 confirmed cases of coronavirus out of 417 tests. So they've given them a numbers too. Yeah. Well, interesting. But it's going to be a hard sell to get lawyers, doctors, to go live in a commune that's off the grid. It's not exactly attractive. I know this
it
system.
It is a hard sell. I'll ask you the same question I ask you each month.
Yeah.
On your scale from 1 to 10, again, it doesn't have to be Xclave. It could be anywhere else. It could be Jeff Berwick's Nicaragua thing, but maybe it's in Canada.
Yeah.
Are you still at 0?
I'm still really close to the bottom. I guess I haven't been burned yet. That's the problem.
The pain isn't great enough for you.
That's right. No, because I'm in a different situation.
But do you really think it's going to get better?
I don't know. I keep saying it's a race between the Great Reset and the Great Awakening.
Oh, no.
I still think it is, yeah.
Unless again, 100% of people could be awake. What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
They're just going to say no and just start ignoring all these stupid guidelines.
Okay, so let's take it down the street from you. And I've been following it minute by minute as it was happening, which is Adamson's Barbecue.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Awesome. However, and I would love to have him at Xclave, by the way, if he's listening, and I will invite him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He raised $300,000. He had a bunch of people support him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the Nazis took over his building. They ripped his lock off, put on a new lock. Then they boarded up his building.
Yeah, that's incredible. If that doesn't,
and
yeah, I know.
And it gets worse. They had 100+ police officers there. They had over a dozen mounted on horses.
Yeah,
that's what they will do if one person tries to buck the system.
And they hired the mayor. Is using private. I don't know exactly how a mayor can get the money, but he's hired the same cops for private duty to block, to guard it at night. It's crazy.
So you can have a mass awakening. Do you really think that anything's going to change?
Yeah. If there's 10 of those guys or 100 of those guys doing the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's possible.
Oh, so let's war game this. If I were an elite and I saw, there is a flare up here, we've got some people waking up, what am I going to do about it? oh, let me just turn off their water. Oh, let me just say that.
I hope they do. I hope they do all that. And then are the cops going to make a decision? Because the cops are in a different. The cops are you and I. They're not from China yet. So what are they going to do? Are they going to just say to hell with it?
What I would do if I ruled the world is I'd be like, hey, cops, we're going to take care of you. You take care of us.
Yeah, well. The cops know they have to live here and they have to choose a side and all that. So I don't think this is played out yet. This is going to keep going. And I have a lot of confidence in people. If there's one guy, and he's a bit of a maverick, but it only takes one guy to start and it mm-hmm. takes a few more. But, mm-hmm. and we don't forget us here in Canada. A lot of us are getting money all over the place. Businesses get money. So there's a lot of money being thrown around. You guys should be more on the cutting edge of this because you say no one's getting money, which is crazy.
And we have all the guns and not a shot has been fired.
I know. So this should be – is there not any Adamson barbecues going on anywhere in the United States right now? Am I missing something?
Oh, no. There is. There is a guy – in fact, I'll put a link. Is in Staten Island. It's a Staten Island bar.
Okay.
Let me pull up the story.
So there should be 1,000 of those stories by now. So I guess
Staten Island bar that declared itself an autonomous zone, skirting shutdowns. And so, what they've done is they lost their liquor license. So
I know they pull the licenses. So what?
Everything.
I know that, right. But. You guys got guns, and
I know
that's a big deal. So, okay, I don't have a license. What are you going to do? Send in the entire New York State Army or police force, which is bigger than an army, to come in and what are you going to do? Are they going to hit every bar? It really, if they lose what they call the hearts and minds of the people, they've lost. Now, right now, the people are on board because they're afraid. They haven't done the research. But there has to be a level that are going to realize they're being played. Now this has not been done on a worldwide scale before. We know this. This is a worldwide psyop. That's why it's sort of exciting being in it because we're right in it.
Oh, yeah.
This is huge.
It is exciting, yeah.
It is exciting as a PSYOP researcher. It's not really exciting as a regular person and say your business is going to be wiped out. You're going to have to go work for a big company after getting your vaccines 3 times a week, whatever it's going to be. But I'm hoping that there'll be enough people that are at least just mad and they don't care what a PSYOP is, that they're going to just resist. And don't forget, at least in Canada, there's a whole generation. No one has had any hardship in their life and their parents' life. And let's see what happens if there's any testosterone left in the men, that kind of thing. Let's see what happens when they literally are blocking church services that are trying to even comply with the crazy rules that they have to do the church service in their car in the parking lot and they're being blocked. Let's see. I'm really looking forward to some major conflicts.
Do you know about Dr. Giordano? Did we talk about him?
I know the name, but I forget what he was. Was he the?
He's the guy from Georgetown University who talks about using electronic warfare on people's brains to control them.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. They have people are like, oh, they just bluff. They don't really have this technology. I'm like, you're nuts. They absolutely, there is no doubt in my mind they have technology.
Are they using it though? Right now?
I think so. Now, I tell you why. As I always point to my wall, in August of this year, tons of people were waking up to the bullshit. Literally within a week, and my son, Ty, saw this. Bammo. Complete flip. Everyone's wearing a mask. So in 1 week, people are waking up in droves. So much so I was excited. I wrote it down on my card. The very next week, whammo bammo, everyone is wearing masks.
Well, I think that's just what – I think that's more what Amazing Polly was saying. That's just psychological. That's just whatever it is. I don't think there's any electronic or anything physical going on. That's just psychological warfare, and that's just crowds and all the psychology that goes along with compliance and corporations throwing their weight around because they pay people, and all those things are way more powerful than some 5G weapon being beamed in everyone's internet connections. I don't go with that.
Okay. I normally wouldn't go with that either, but it happened so fast. Nah. I did watch the when she talked about how someone stands up after the tone.
That was great. That was hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, they were actors. They admitted in that the first batch were actors. So. Mm-hmm.
Even the one standing up and down, or the one they said was a real person?
The first batch of people who were going up and down were all actors.
Yeah, but there was one that wasn't. That was
exactly.
Or was she?
And the one that wasn't went up and down, then she trained the new people who allegedly were not actors to go up and down.
I'd love to try and reenact that. That would be good if somebody could confirm that. And that would be like science, wouldn't it? If you could reenact and confirm that. I sort of don't think that would happen. I don't think so either. But it would be interesting. But you're fighting the good fight still. So we should have maybe another short call like this. This is good if you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whenever we feel like it. We should just say, hey, let's try and do a quick call. And I still want to get the juniors together. That's still a priority for sure.
Yeah, but I would find out what Megan's, I would let her get back to.
No, it was actually my other daughter that wanted to do it anyway, actually.
Oh, really?
She's the talker.
I did not know that. I got you.
No, Megan's not a talker.
I did not know that because you asked me on a Tuesday if we can do a call, and then next thing you know, the next message I get from you is your daughter's in the hospital. I'm like,
no, that was the other daughter. Yeah, I had no idea. And that was really that was really super sudden. So I wasn't. That was so fast. It was crazy. That took 48 hours to go right into the gutter. That was so fast. It was, and that's how it works, I guess. Yeah, that was super fast. Well, it was fast, but we're on the road to recovery. So yeah, is Ty around or is he out of town or?
He was around, but I don't see him.
No, I meant, is he traveling, or you said he was going to New York City or
California? He was supposed to go to Los Angeles today, in fact.
Right.
And then I talked him out of it, and then he heard about all the lockdowns. They closed the playgrounds in Los Angeles today. Mm-hmm. So he was worried about lockdown, and then he refunded the ticket. He got the ticket, and then he refunded it last week. So he was supposed to be.
Well, he should call Brian Stavely because that guy was flying all over the place. Maybe not now.
Oh, no. He wears a mask.
Yeah.
So he's willing to wear a mask. I'm not willing to wear a mask. So I'm not going anywhere in a plane.
Right. But apparently you could still function in California. I know it's not easy, but it's the same everywhere, I think.
Well, you see, that's the thing. I mean, like, you know, certainly these lockdowns are awful, no doubt about it. It's completely obliterated my business.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to sell all of my liabilities just to make it through the year.
Yeah.
But there have been many positives from this, selfishly. I admit it's selfish. Like, for example, we're not allowed to leave the state of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Not really, but the American border is officially closed forever. That's the latest. There's no end date now. They just left it. Just stay closed until further notice. They don't have a date anymore. They gave up saying 20 days, 20 days, 20 days. So,
now would you dare try to cross the border where there was no guards right now?
No.
But I would say that's where I'm different. I did, and I did.
You mean cross the state line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your borders, your interstate lines are a little more porous, as in that one would be really interesting to see them try and enforce that.
So let me tell you what we did.
They
on a Friday, they enacted, if you leave Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and you come back, you have to stay in quarantine for 14 days mm-hmm. or take a test.
Right.
So I took my family to test it over a bridge with Easy Pass mm-hmm. from Pennsylvania to Jersey. We went to the beach and then we came back and nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Over the bridge.
Right.
With Easy Pass.
I agree, but the thing is, this is just the beginning.
I know.
So if there's compliance and therefore the violators will be easier to pick off if there's mass compliance. Now, if everyone says no, then there's no way, I don't think they can do that, enforce it. But if 95% do, and then you take your little car and putt-putt over the bridge that's empty, then...
The bridge was empty. I was like, okay. There was very few... The bridge was empty. They had signs every mile. Turn around.
Is that right? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you videoed that or took some pictures. That's pretty cool. Oh,
yeah, maybe I should.
But try it. Yeah, that's pretty good. But try some side roads or some secondary roads where it's less
easy. Well, if you go side roads, then you have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
we literally went where there should have been military armed guards to stop us from going over and taking a test and being checkpointed and all that kind of stuff. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Not yet. That's all I can say. And if Biden comes in and he ends up doing the whole going crazy, then the federal is in charge of interstate everything, interstate commerce and travel. So I could see a federal thing, then they'd have to put some kind of federal police on each border, I guess.
Don't think they're going to do it. I think because they let the people who know that you can – that's why they have the mass exemption, the medical exemption. Mm-hmm. If they truly were going to lock us down, there would be no exemptions.
Well, this is a boiling water situation. This is a boiling frog situation. So I think they just keep testing every level of compliance. So we're only at part one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
The vaccination thing is the thing that really aggravates me. But
I heard. Mm-hmm.
It does bother me. It really does. Because it's just crazy. That one really gets to me. Everything gets to me, but that one really gets to me because it's just such a violation of every single thing that is human and having control over your own body. That just drives me nuts.
Here's one that got to me. I agree with you, but this one got to me even more. The teachers were asked to ask their children how their Thanksgiving went. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, and they were supposed to rat on their families.
That is on.
That's just communist. That's communist tactics. And the no religion. Can people not see communist tactics? Breaking up all groups in every which way. I wish people would just stop trying to interpret everything that's going on with the COVID point of view, with a virus, contagious virus point of view. If they would just drop that lens and then look at everything through communist Bolshevik takeover tactics, everything would make sense. Because everyone is trying to interpret everything that's happening with a contagious virus, because that's the official story. And none of it makes sense. You can't sneeze. You can't sing. You can't yell loudly in English. Makes no sense if you even believe in contagious virus. But if you understand they are just trying to impose a communist Bolshevik way of thinking, so there's no religion in communism. Although someone said today that even Russia or the Soviet Union, USSR, they allowed Christmas even in the USSR at the height of their nonsense over there. I said that was interesting. And they're trying, they are basically canceling Christmas here. The year is over.
They are?
The year is over in Ontario, in
what
Toronto.
What does that mean?
The year is over means all businesses have to be shut down for December. Their only month that they make money.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I told you we are in a lockdown. So
I didn't know. I thought you meant lockdown meaning essential businesses are open. I thought Costco was open.
No, it's essential businesses. So all of the small businesses are shut down.
Okay, so it's like it was in March here in
the
United
States. That's what it's like. So the restaurants are allowed takeout or whatever, but no one's taken out in a blizzard.
You know?
So and in retail, the best month, Black Friday means literally after about that time, you start going into the black as a business, retail anyway. Right. So if you just say December, you can't open, you may as well just tell them you're bankrupt. And that's sort of what the barbecue guy was doing in a way.
Yeah.
So you just said we're bankrupt because there's no business in January and February anyway, in the best of times. So by telling everyone that in Toronto and Peel, our Western neighbor, and those two areas, Toronto and the other jurisdiction, the two biggest areas in this area, that they're in gray zone or lockdown or whatever color you want to say, then that to me says you're out of business. The restaurants are out of business for sure, unless it's a super big chain. But anyway, so.
This Adams guy, I know you're concerned because he's 33 years old, right?
Yeah, a little bit. There's a couple things, but.
Oh, are there other things?
Well, just because it became a media circus and anything that's promoted in the media is suspicious to me. And it was a little theater-like the way the guy a lot. Well, he did, whereas he was just bashing the wall down to get into his place.
Yeah, I have a video of that. Yeah,
all that stuff. But it's a tough call, like always, because we don't get the truth told to us. We have to just try and make our own decisions.
Right.
But even if he... Even if it was meant to show a show of force, so don't try this at home if you're a small business. But on the other hand, they might have had the opposite effect where they really riled up enough people to try and duplicate it. I don't know. We haven't seen another one yet.
Here's why I'm suspicious of it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the police simply make it so no cameras would be in front?
Well, how do you do that when everyone has a smartphone, which is a recording studio in your pocket?
You literally say, if you step over this line, you're fined $100,000.
I'm not sure it would have scared enough of those. There's a lot of hardcore protesters there that
travel
around.
Well, we saw what they did to the one guy who tried to rescue Adam, the black guy. They tackled him.
I think that guy was theater. I think someone... exposed him. I don't know. I didn't. That guy might have been some kind of theatrics because I don't think he took a real hard fall there. I think that was, I'm not sure. It's very confusing, but as long as you're willing to be skeptical, I think that's enough. We're not taking anything at face value, but.
They could have made up any charge on this Adam guy.
Well, they did.
No, I'm saying they could have done it on day one,
mm-hmm.
and no one would have talked about this or known about it.
Well, he made a point of brought. See, that's the other thing. He just said on Instagram, tomorrow, show up. I've never heard of the place because I don't eat out much. It's nowhere near where I live, but obviously enough people knew him and followed him. He has three locations around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know about it, but obviously enough people cared. It was an amazing turnout, to say the least.
You send in mounted police? That is bonkers ridiculous.
It is.
So that's staged to me.
Well, and the other thing that Rebel News was talking about, mm-hmm. which is not a bad sort of alternative news service here. It's not really mainstream, but
they put out a lot of nonsense too.
They do, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't make any money as a truther channel.
Well,
But the thing that they exposed that is that the health officer of Toronto could order the police directly without going through a judge under this Section 22, nice number, to lock it up. Now,
that's what I'm saying. Why did they go through this whole charade? They could have made any excuse to arrest him on day one.
But that should disturb just as many people. Just that an unelected.
But no one would have known about that. No one would have known about that. But they let this drag on and to turn into a spectacle. That's why I'm very suspicious of this.
It only went one extra day.
I thought it went 3 days.
Well, he got arrested on the second day, and that was for breaking his own locks. Well, I'm not sure, but at the end of the first day, they didn't charge him. Uh-huh. They didn't know what to do. And then at night, that night, they broke into the place, which that to me is suspicious. They were in the place. The cops were in the place without a warrant. And then they changed the locks. And then he went back to try and get in. He bashed his way through the neighbor's wall to get into his place. And then allegedly started smashing at the locks. He kicked the door open from the inside. He got the lock off. And then people started pouring in. And then he was charged with obstruction of justice. Because the justice is, and this is why the COVID laws won't go tested, because they'll just get him with an ordinary run-of-the-mill charge that, you broke the lock. That's what the charge is. And I think someone said he didn't have a business license, big hairy deal or something like that, which I don't believe.
Yeah.
So anyway, the COVID laws won't be tested because that's not what he's charged with.
That's right.
They're not laws.
That's right.
They're orders. So that won't even get a hearing, which to me misses the point. The mandates, which are unconstitutional everywhere, every country's constitution should be tested whether they're more powerful than a constitution. And if that's the case, that all mandates that come from an emergency act in every country are more powerful than a constitution, and if people want to live under that, then there's nothing we can do.
Do you know about the Typhoid Mary thing with that?
Yes. They were just saying the whole point of the act, of the quarantine act, is if you are contagious, which I don't think there's anything contagious from person to person, but if you're contagious, the whole idea is we can grab you, isolate you. I think we can force medication on you as an individual. But again, that's the point of it. It's not so a guy can't sell his damn meat because two customers are arbitrarily 6 feet apart. That was the other funny thing, because it's just a hole in the wall. It's an old body shop or something. He had literally three crappy tables that were 6 feet apart. Almost nobody could sit in there anyhow. And it really was a takeout place for the most part because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably didn't even care if people didn't sit in there, because there was no room anyway to sit. It was just
he was definitely pushing that the $300,000 isn't for him, it's for all small businesses.
Yeah.
And that's, if that's true, that's very admirable.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he seems like the real deal. Let's hope he is.
So here's the final question, since I've successfully stolen 30 minutes.
I know. I'll never get it back.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. why don't they pass a law?
You mean to do all these acts?
Yeah.
Because
there's got to be a reason.
I think people would support it. People would support it, by the way, I think. But the reason why is because they would all be unconstitutional. So if we do really honor the Constitution, you can't write any laws against the Constitution. So you'd have to change the Constitution of every country.
But they did change the Constitution to Bill of Rights.
It takes a long time, and it takes a majority of the states. It's a long process. You couldn't do it right away.
Oh, come on. I mean, they've had 9 months now. Why in the 9 months have they not added?
I think it's because they don't think it would go through. Because they don't think it would go. I think because they know it wouldn't go through.
What do you mean it wouldn't go through? They select the president. They select the laws. They make the laws up.
Well, I don't know when the last constitutional amendment was. We haven't had one here. Mm-hmm. So it would take too long. They know people wouldn't stand for it.
I don't think it's that at all. I think that there's something else that would get in the way. Maybe there's that international law, the states can override the laws. I think there's a bunch of different.
Well, I think they're still going to destroy the United States anyway. That's what the end game is. And you have to get rid of the Constitution. So maybe they're just building a case or building momentum towards that.
Why haven't they made a law about this, and why do they allow us to have guns? Those are the two questions that I can never get an answer to.
Well, I think it's a gradual, it's a long-term plan to do all that. If they just come confiscate guns.
But that's what they did in Australia. It took one fake shooting to have that happen.
I know, but they didn't really, they've just changed the hearts and minds. You can still own a gun in Australia. You can still own it here. They're just making
it
more. Yes. I have a friend who got his license, and he went shooting on the weekend. He doesn't.
Then why do they keep saying that? Are you saying it's not constitutional in Canada?
No, we're confusing U.S. and Canada. I don't know. It's not. We don't have a constitutional right to bear arms.
Okay, that's what I'm talking.
We don't have that.
But in the United States, we do.
Yes, you do.
Why would they allow that? Why wouldn't that be amended? I don't understand.
Well, it takes time in the U.S., and I think it's a lot harder than you think. You should look up how you do it. I think you need 2/3 of the states. You need 2/3 of the Senate, 2/3 of the Congress. Not going to happen.
Of course it can happen. They're passing a stimulus right now. They're supposed to do it today in the United States. Mm-hmm. They all convened in an emergency session.
But
they
can make
it happen in a day.
Yeah, but that's not changing the Constitution. That's just handing out funny money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a big deal. I think there's enough patriots that wouldn't let that happen at all. And so that's why they're just doing the immediate, the faster thing is just mandates and orders, which are all unconstitutional. They're all unconstitutional. But everyone is overlooking it because they think they're helping by saving everyone's lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good chat. We'll,
same here, yep.
We'll come back and pick it up as things go on.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, all the best, Marcus.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night.